Thank you very much, Madam Chair, for allowing me to take the floor and offer some reflections and comments on the panel. I want to extend deepest thanks to each of the other mechanisms for the comprehensive updates on your own work and priorities. And these joint meetings that we hold several times a year are tremendously helpful to us in advancing our respective mandates and ensuring that we avoid overlap where possible and coordination where we can. Further, I want to strongly place my support behind our collective voices being raised in objection to the conflation of Indigenous peoples with the rights of other groups like local communities and minorities. And this persistent issue simply must be addressed and corrected. To the Special Rapporteur, every year we as MRIP hear from Indigenous peoples around the world and indeed throughout the year that sometimes we are asked to address specific human rights violations in particular contexts and a manner more appropriate to your mandate. So we wish to ensure that Indigenous peoples continue to have this space to raise concerns, and we value immensely the work that you do and your office are undertaking. And to Madam Chair of the Permanent Forum, thank you for your incredibly hard work during the 23rd session, one of the largest sessions ever of the Permanent Forum. And we're very much looking forward to the studies forthcoming from that work, particularly the financial institution study, the Truth and Reconciliation study, and extremely crucial critical minerals conversation. To the Chair of the Voluntary Fund, we're all immensely grateful for the work of the fund and to ensure that Indigenous individuals are able to participate in the sessions, and we thank you deeply for all of the support. To the Human Rights Committee, we are tremendously grateful for your participation and your presentation today. Thank you for joining the dialogue. Engaging with the treaty bodies, in my view, is one of the most important pieces of our work as MRIP to promote the realization of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. So your presence here today is noted and appreciated. And your presentation highlighted how Indigenous peoples' rights under the convention are being handled. And such work by the treaty bodies, all the treaty bodies, is to be commended and expanded. On that note, in February of this year, 24, a number of participants, including myself, the Special Rapporteur, and others, gathered at the University of Deusto in Bilbao, Spain, to discuss the work of the UN treaty bodies regarding Indigenous peoples' rights. And this meeting was organized by Indigenous Peoples' Rights International and IFGIA. So over 3 days, we discussed and exchanged views and ideas and devised a series of recommendations regarding treaty bodies' practice and progress on the rights of Indigenous peoples and support of Indigenous peoples' participation in this ongoing work. And this meeting pulled together a variety of experts, Indigenous peoples' organizations, and individuals to create an incredibly rich dialogue. And I'm deeply appreciative to have been able to participate in this meeting and the opportunity to share just a couple key points of that conversation with you today. And we'd be happy to share the wider document for your awareness. So we did an analysis at this meeting to approach the work of treaty bodies thematically, looking at rights to culture, self-determination, land resources, and non-discrimination. And the declaration, we note, has become an increasingly utilized interpretive lens for the treaties and treaty bodies themselves. Progress so far, we have observed, can be seen throughout many but not all treaty bodies that are referring to the declaration and Indigenous rights more broadly. And we notice that the practice is increasing both in frequency and in strength throughout the treaty bodies, and we note and appreciate this. However, caveat, despite that extended use, the declaration is not always referred to in a coherent way across the treaty bodies or within certain treaty bodies, and the workshop noted the need for broader institutionalization of best practices for use in treaty body work. In addition to gaps on the coherent use, we noted uneven consideration of all rights articulated in the declaration, and further some procedural problems reflective of a lack of expert individual engagement, which allows for some strange interpretations of the declaration to emerge at times. So I think we need to note that Indigenous peoples' level of engagement in the work of treaty bodies is crucial to the ability of these bodies to meaningfully and coherently engage with the UN Declaration. And some of these weaknesses and gaps can be items that we can look at together to correct. So pathways of engagement, practices, calendars, and so on. That would be the low-hanging fruit that we could work on together. So in sum there, I could say we need more Indigenous peoples to learn how to effectively bring their concerns to the treaty bodies. So that's on our side. On the side of the treaty bodies, I would like to encourage much more Indigenous human rights expertise on the committees and bodies themselves, adding Indigenous experts to their membership. So these are some broad areas of work on the macro level as well. Just briefly, to respond to the question from Canada about impacts of the financial constraints, MRIP's mandated activities have also been cut, as the special rapporteurs have been, due to the financial situation. So our intersessional meeting, which is a mandated activity, was canceled by the Human Rights Council for the second half of 24, and we have been reduced from 2 country engagements a year, like the special rapporteur, down to 1. So we remain hopeful that all member states could bring up their financial commitments, bring them up to date, and so that our work can continue as usual and we can conduct our mandated activities. Because all of us on the mechanism also feel an obligation to Indigenous peoples of the world to fulfill our mandate. So thank you for the time, Madam Chair.